There's a new documentary out on Netflix this week that tracks last election's grassroots effort to inject fresh blood into Congress. Knock Down the House follows four Democratic insurgent hopefuls during the 2018 primary race. All four candidates are women, and each of them is challenging an incumbent Democrat, but only one would win.
And here's the best part about all of this. We're not running to make a statement. We're not running to pressure the incumbent to the left. We're running to win.
That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's at the center of this film, which follows her rise from obscurity to political celebrity and into Congress. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans has been watching this documentary. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
So filmmakers started following Ocasio-Cortez long before she would become known as AOC and a hero to progressives on the left. Remind us how this started and how she was actually recruited to run.
Sure. Well, my sense is that this documentary probably started as an attempt to take a look at the effort to challenge incumbent Democrats who are portrayed in this film, certainly, and are thought by many progressive activists to kind of be prisoners of institutional interests. And they have this ethic that every candidate talks about having average people being led by average people. So Ocasio-Cortez, we see her in her job as a barback, you know, polishing glasses and things like that. And we also see her going door to door just a year ago. You know, this was April of last year. She was collecting signatures to get on the ballot with her niece, you know, and no one knew who she was. And her story forms the spine of this documentary now. And we're constantly checking back in with her. And so it's not as much of a surprise when you see her victory at the end. But we have a little bit of a clip of her sort of articulating her reasons for running. So let's check it out.
I just want to thank everyone here so much. I mean, this is the work. What I do is just talk to people all the time, just members of our community all the time. And that is the organizing and that is the work of running a grassroots campaign. This is not just about Democrat versus Republican. In fact, it's so far away from that. This is not left or right. It's up and down.
Eric, because the filmmakers started this so early in the process, as you said, not long ago, nobody knew her name. These guys had no idea that she would end up where she did. So it kind of makes it a rare coming of age story that is unfolding before your eyes.
Well, I mean, it certainly makes the documentary more interesting than it would have been if all four women had lost their races. By being on the ground floor with each of these candidates, if any one of them had managed to unseat a really entrenched Democratic incumbent, it would have been a huge story. And so in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's example, the camera follows her on election day when she casts her vote for herself. There's nobody around. Hmm. There's no press there.
Nobody thought she would win.
They seem to be the only camera there. And then they follow her during that day. She didn't seem to want to hear any reports on how she was doing. And she doesn't have any idea that she's winning. And then she sees the results on a television screen, and that's the moment when she realizes that she might actually win this thing. They were there in crucial moments, and they were able to capture images that no one else has, as far as I know.
So winning makes good TV, but this documentary also includes the stories of the losers. Why do that?
Well, I think it's important because this was part of a larger movement, and in a lot of ways, it was important to see average people who were stepping up to try and run, and to see the mountain of challenge that was presented to them when they tried to challenge an entrenched, experienced legislator in their district. And these other women's stories are very compelling. There's one woman in Nevada, Amy Villela, whose daughter died because they weren't insured and a hospital wouldn't take care of her when she was having symptoms of a medical problem. And so she decided to run against an incumbent to try and get some progress made on insuring the uninsured or the underinsured. And so there's plenty of stories like this in this doc that's important to see so that people see that it's part of a larger dynamic inside the Democratic Party.
But did Netflix just produce a documentary that will only be of interest to Democrats?
Well, some conservative groups have criticized the documentary. There's a group called the Jog Creators Network that put out some press release. But this is a documentary about conflict inside the Democratic Party. And given that the Democrats took control of the House in the midterm elections, there's a sense that you have to pay some attention to what's going on inside the Democratic Party. You know, the tug of war between entrenched, you know, sort of middle of the road Democrats and progressives who want the party to be more aggressive and move further to the left. That's a big story. And they seem to have encapsulated that in the stories they're telling in this documentary.
Right. That rift seems to be opening up a little bit wider every day. That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans speaking to us about Netflix's new documentary, Knock Down the House. Thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.